Hello,
I'm Brandon Williams on WRFP, Piedmont Student Run Radio Station. I'm here with sophomore theater major Carmen Savelli. How are you today, Carmen?
I'm great, Brandon. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I am doing. So, how often do you exercise?
Recently, not too often. However, I started running with the cross-country team this semester, and usually we run about 3 or 4 times individually.
Could you describe the running incident you were involved in?
Actually, we were running from our dorm, which is Plymouth. We run out of Plymouth, and we go to the right. And we're not on the stretch of road for very long. We go to the right, and then we take a right onto the road. And there's actually, we were supposed to run facing traffic, which we were running facing traffic. And there's a little strip, there's the white line, and then there's a strip of road, and then there's the grass part. And we were actually in the grass part. We weren't even on the road. And while we were running, a lady that had 4 children in her car turned around, I guess, to give her child a sippy cup. And when she gave the child the sippy cup, she just whammed right into us.
And what did your parents think about this when they heard about it?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my parents live 6 hours away, and my mom just happened to be in Atlanta at the time. And my friend Molly, who was running with us, she called my mom from my phone. And my mom said that the first sign that something is wrong is when someone else calls you from your daughter's cell phone. And she said that Molly called her and was like, "Hi, Mrs. Savelli. I have to tell you something. Please do not worry. Your daughter is perfectly fine. She is conscious. However, she was just hit by a car at 48 miles an hour while she was running on the road. She's in the hospital." And my mom freaked out. She drove straight here from Atlanta and came to the hospital and sat with me concerned.
What were the injuries that you received?
I had a contusion, a pretty huge bruise that had a huge knot underneath it from about the top of my knee to my chest, like to probably like my side, like hip chest area. My friend Jessica that got hit, she hit the side of the car. It nicked her on the side and it hit her elbow and it split open her elbow. And I actually hit the front bumper of the vehicle and kind of went up a little bit. And the front bumper of the vehicle, like, hit my calf, and I had a bruise there, but it wasn't as bad as the one from my leg that went all the way up till right under my armpit. When I got hit by the car and I went up, I shielded my face with my wrist, and I have some form of injury. I have a ligament injury to my wrist, and then also the rearview mirror hit my chest and it broke off into my chest. So I had little bits of glass in there.
What was some of the treatment you were?
I might actually have to do some rehabilitation for my wrist area for the ligament injury, but, you know, just the base.
Do you have any fears about running now?
You know, we actually ran on the same strip of road last week where we got hit, and I was, like, not even close to the road. I was really wary of it because I hadn't run on it since. I've been running, but I hadn't run on the actual road. And although, like, I definitely am very vigilant now, a lot more aware. I'm not, like, against running on that strip of road, but I was very, very worried. I stayed really, really far into the grass. Like, I'm talking like 6 feet into the grass away from the road. My friend Rajvi was running on the road, and every time a car would go by, I freaked out. I was just like making sure they saw us, you know, like trying to wave to cars to make sure they would see her running on the road. So
now, will you take any legal action regarding this incident?
Well, what the lady has to do that hit us, her insurance company has to pay for all of our medical bills, rehabilitation services, and stuff like that. They actually do, I think, put in their pain and suffering, so I don't think that's legal action. She just has to pay a portion of it.
What advice do you have for runners who run near the road?
Oh, goodness. Wear bright colors and stay opposing traffic, because I think probably our saving grace was the fact that we were running opposite to traffic. If we would have been running, you know, like with traffic, then they would have hit us from behind, and it's very possible that we could have gone under the vehicle instead of on top of it. So be very vigilant. Make sure that you're very aware of your surroundings, because just because people are, you know, driving a heavy piece of machinery doesn't mean they're always paying attention there.
Thank you. That was sophomore theater major Carmen Savelli reporting from WRFP, the student-run radio station here at Piedmont College. I am Brandon Williams.